In the midst of BC's most destructive wildfire season to date, it's necessary to be prepared for evacuation at a moment's notice. There are 414 active wildfires and over 1.56 million hectares of burnt land in BC, according to BC Wildfire Service. BBB serving mainland BC and Yukon is urging the public to take the necessary steps to prepare themselves for unpredictable wildfires, especially in the case of an evacuation. Wildfires are unforgiving, which means you have to be five steps ahead of the worst-case scenario, says Aaron Guillen, media and communications specialist, BBB serving mainland BC and Yukon. If a wildfire forces you out of your home, do you have copies of all your important documents? Do you have the proper insurance for your property if it's damaged by a wildfire? It's better to ask yourself these questions when you have time to properly think and not feel overwhelmed during an evacuation. Here are BBB's 5 must-know tips in case of a wildfire. Prepare a 72-hour emergency kit. Place your important documents on an upper floor in a fireproof box. This includes passport, birth certificate, SIN card, title insurance, citizenship documents, tax forms and returns, wills, etc. Make sure your kit includes food, water, a first aid kit, identification, medications, and cash. Know where the water, power, and gas shutoff are in your house. Have an evacuation plan, including for your pets. Stay up to date on evacuation notices by going to BC Wildfire Service website. Review insurance available for your property. A homeowner's insurance policy will cover damage from fire, including wildfires. If your house is damaged by a fire, there are several coverage types to help repair your home, replace belongings and, in some circumstances, pay for temporary housing if you can't live in the home. Call your insurance representative to discuss your coverage. If you leave your home due to a mandatory evacuation order, most homeowners and tenants' insurance policies will provide coverage for reasonable living expenses for a specified time. Make small improvements to your home to prepare for wildfires. The roof is the most vulnerable part of your home. Homes with wood or shingle roofs are at high risk of being destroyed during a wildfire. Consider building your roof or re-roofing with materials such as metal, clay, or tile. Also, try and remove any debris from the roof. Consider installing dual-paned windows with one pane of tempered glass to reduce the chance of breakage due to wildfire heat. Consider installing screens in all usable windows to increase ember resistance. Find a contractor you can trust to work with by looking for the sign of a better business at BBB.org. Prepare your vehicle for a quick evacuation, if needed. Keep your vehicle fuel tank above half full whenever possible. Always roll up the windows to keep out smoke and ash during wildfire season. Place a smaller version of your emergency kit in the car, in case you don't have time to run in the house and collect your items. If you spot a wildfire, report it by calling 1-800-663-5555 or *5555 on a cell. Plus, consider downloading the BC Wildfire Service mobile app to find real-time information on wildfires across the province. Keep an eye for storm chasers. While many rush to help those in need during natural disasters, some scammers travel from town to town, promising quick home repairs, but often disappear before the work is done, or even started. BBB Scam Tracker has received reports from victims of storm chasers chasing everything from fires to floods. Often, the scammers will take a look at the damage, give an estimate and ask for a portion of the cost of repairs up front as a deposit. It's a way for those with very little experience, but a lot of charisma to make quick cash. Once they get the cash, they are gone. Always get your terms and agreement in writing, before giving a deposit and always get a receipt. Don't make a full payment or sign a completion agreement until all work is done to your satisfaction. Fall for a scam or narrowly avoid one. There is power in telling your story. Report your personal experiences to BBB Scam Tracker, Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre or your local police.